Welcome to Letters to the Editor. In this podcast, we play letters left by voicemail to the San Diego Reader, an alternative weekly publication in San Diego, California. All of the audio clips have been edited to remove personal information, and some have been edited for length. To leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Enjoy.
Yeah, hi, my name is Peter. I'm one of the owners of Crazy Burger over in North Park in Old Town. We recently got a review by one of your writers, Ian Anderson. I was kind of annoyed with the review. It seemed very unprofessional. It really wasn't a good review, in my opinion. It was very negative all around. I looked at his last couple of reviews at different places. Same kind of story with all of them. Just very negative person, which as a business owner is very frustrating. I would like to maybe speak to someone about this. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, this is regarding movies. Thanks to Scott Marks for reviving childhood memories of Leo Gorski and Hunch Hall and then later, the invasion of the star people and return of the mushroom people to the most deliciously worst films ever. I really enjoyed that article, even though some of these movies weren't mentioned, and just wanted to give thanks.
Hello, my name is Matt. I'm with Abby's Real Texas Barbecue on Miramar Road. This is regarding an article written by Mr. Ian Pike on January 23rd, where he lambasted Abby's Barbecue, unjustifiable, and I'm extremely upset. I am the owner, and we've been there 32 years, and I'm just very disappointed. We've sent them many letters. I had tons of support where they've criticized him. You know, he was not fair, nor did he, he was being very biased. He was being very positive about the other Abbeys in Claremont Mesa, which I'm the one who started. And, of course, it's been sold and independently operated, a few years back. But to make the distinction that one is horrible and the other one is great is beyond imagination. And as a matter of fact, I know a few of the readers, employees, who've been to both places, and they said, we haven't seen that much of a difference. And, of course, we know that Ian is a very good friend with the other lady who owns the other Abbeys in Claremont Mesa, which upset me because I feel like there is some kind of bias going on and for his own fringe benefits that he's probably getting. We're very disappointed. We tried to address the issue with him. I tried to email him. I tried to, ask him on numerous occasions to remove the article or rectify it. If he had written it objectively and if he had constructive criticism, it would be okay. But it is. He's mimicking the location. He's making fun of the food. He's making fun of the location, and it's not fair. It's not human. I think he's being very vicious and mean for whatever reason. And then, of course, he's trying to butter me by saying that the owner, Matt, is a nice guy, which does me no good when he's lambasting a location that's been there 32 years, and we're doing fairly well. But, of course, everyone needs more business. But at the same token, these do hurt an establishment, especially when we are doing a very good job and then he doesn't have his facts correct. He cannot assume things when he says that we boil the meat. I am against that. We don't boil the meat. You guys could come and see it for yourself. We have a big smoker that's hand-delivered from Texas. Our sauce is great. He assimilates it to a spaghetti sauce. He's unbelievably vicious. He is, in my opinion, I'm sorry to say it, an animal. He should be ashamed of himself. I gave him opportunity. There was even one reviewer who was a little upset. He thought that I gathered all these troops to lambast them. I did not. They just felt that way. A couple of them were my kids who were very upset. They said, you know, he's going to hurt our business, and we will probably, which he has already. And they felt, they took it upon themselves to email him. And he just simply wrote two sentences and mimicked us again, said that he doesn't get paid off because one of the readers or one of the reviewers said that you've probably been paid off, which I'm assuming through whatever fringe benefits that he's getting at the other location. And then he just simply said, being a jerk, that he is a jerk I forgot what the comment. He was just being very sarcastic. So he continues to be sarcastic and mimicking a location that we have done nothing. And we won many awards, and of course, he's accusing us of boasting about being written up by Eleanor Whitmer, the late Eleanor Whitmer, the iconic food critic that we loved and adored. And I don't know why he has a problem with that, and I didn't make up anything. I have an article in my location. We love her, we adore her. And all we ask, Ian, is to be fair and not so mean and vicious in his articles against us. And the facts are not correct. So please, please, I urge you to call me.
On the review in the movie section on page 80 is by a Mr. Scott Mox. As usual, the facts about Vietnam War are misconstrued. Now, the reference to General Nguyen Ngoc Luong, the chief of police in Saigon, is completely dubious. I wish to read a direct quote from an authority on that subject. General Nguyen Ngoc Luong, who shot a Viet Cong agent on the Saigon street, the Viet Cong had reportedly just shot an Arvin lieutenant and his family. General Nguyen was well within his rights of summarily executing an enemy soldier caught in civilian clothing. But the photo capturing the incident became part of the left's indictment of the war, even though the photographer himself thought Lone was a hero and apologized to him for the way the photo had been used to ruin the general's reputation. This is from Mr. Philip Jennings' book on the Vietnam War. Mr. Jennings was a U.S. Marine during that time. So the continual destruction of the true history of the Vietnam War is carried on by Mr. Scott Mox and people who weren't there, don't know a damn thing about it. I hope that your readers will look into Philip Jennings' book and get the true story of Vietnam.
Thank you for listening to Letters to the Editor. If you'd like to get in touch, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram by searching San Diego Reader. If you'd like to leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Tune in every week and don't miss Barnaby Monk's Club Crawler podcast, outlining the week's best concerts, shows, and entertainment in San Diego.